USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trial itself won't begin till Tuesday, but that impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate got underway yesterday with the swearing-in of all members by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
At this time, I will administer the oath to all senators in the chamber in conformance with Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution and the Senate's impeachment rules.
It turns out 11 American troops were injured in Iran's missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers recently, despite the Pentagon saying initially that there were no American casualties. The U.S.-led coalition now says in a statement that those service members were taken to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, mostly of concussions. There were no American deaths in those strikes. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.